Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings, the home of the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party at the South Tampa location, April 25th and 26th. They're also the home of my favorite wings, the traditional lemon pepper wings. No matter what style you like, boneless or traditional, or any of their outstanding sauces and dry rubs, Buffalo Wild Wings is the place to go for any sporting event, including Lightning hockey, as we launch into the second half of the season for the NHL, and you know it's going to be rocking all offseason for the NFL leading up to the NFL draft. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. If you are in the market for a new or pre-owned vehicle, stop what you're doing and get your ass over to Mastro Subaru. A huge selection of pre-owned vehicles, and of course, they're all new Subarus, fresh off the truck and ready for you to come and test drive. Listen, there is no dealership out there that is giving you a discount for being a fan. And that's what you get. You go to Mastro Subaru, tell them you're a member of the Bucks Mob, and you get money off your car. I've never heard of something like this. Mastro Subaru with two locations, one in Orlando, the other right here in Tampa off of Hillsborough Avenue near the Veterans Expressway. Mastro Subaru, and check them out online, their entire inventory at MastroSubaru.com.
I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, I'm about to whip somebody's ass. Oh, if you don't leave me alone, you're gonna have to send me home, 'cause I'm about to whip somebody's ass.
I'm not about building, I'm about reloading.
Bucks Uncensored! Bucks Uncensored!
As far as goals go, we have one. Putting a fucking ring on our finger.
He said, "Coach, how's it feel to be the coolest coach in the NFL?" I said, "Just being me."
Somebody that knows something about it, and I won't answer now. Welcome into Bucks Uncensored. Sometimes I do this, sometimes I don't. I'm Justin Pulaski, by the way. You can check me out on social media, Twitter and Instagram, at Commish Online. Facebook, it's very simple. Just join us on the Bucks Mob Facebook page for all the latest on Buccaneer News, my latest podcasts, and any event information that we might have coming up. So, late night at work, heading home fairly late in the evening. I've got an hour drive, so I figured, why am I going to give up time with my family to do the podcast when I can sit here in my car on the ride? And I already knew what I wanted to talk about, because the next step over the next few weeks, I would imagine before the combine or somewhere around the combine, definitely before free agency starts, you're going to see the Buccaneers do, I would imagine, some sort of purge. You don't just have a new head coach coming in. You have a new head coach with a tremendous background and biography, a coach that has a clear head and on his shoulders, a clear plan in place that he has executed with other teams. There's a reason the coaching staff stayed back and evaluated the current roster before going to the Senior Bowl and evaluating the players that are coming up in this draft. The scouting department can do that. But as I've talked about the importance of this new coaching staff coming in, you got to get it right within your locker room before you bring other players into that locker room. And we know, right? We've been here.
We've witnessed it. I mean, there's different forms of players, different types of players in that locker room, but it has not worked. You know, whether it was Raheem Morris or Greg Schiano or Lovie Smith or Dirk Cutter, all we ever heard was that there's a culture problem. And I don't think it's just one common denominator. I know what y'all think, you know, Gerald McCoy, well, he's been here the whole time. I don't think it's just him. I think decisions have been made to bring in certain players. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. The DeSean Jackson, Chris Baker duo signing, I mean, was atrocious. Might have set this, I don't think it set the franchise back years, but it was the beginning of the end for Cutter, and it completely derailed the momentum Dirk Cutter had after his first season. And he was part of it. He's the one that wanted him. Well, you get what you deserve. You wanted him, so be it. And it doesn't just have to be bad character guys or players that you might think, Gerald McCoy's too nice. It might just be players that just don't fit with what this team's going to do right now. No risk it, no motherfucking biscuit. This team's going to attack offensively and defensively. And they're going to take shots down the field. That's why Bruce Arians wants to talk to DeSean Jackson, who is one of the greatest deep threats in the game, in NFL history. That doesn't mean he's going to keep him. And quite frankly, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. You talk to enough people and you hear the same thing that has been going around about this guy. Fuck that. You're gone. Find another guy who can stretch the field. They're out there. Shit. You know, look at offensively. I know, listen, I know what a lot of you think. Get rid of Donovan Smith. Get rid of Caleb Benenock. You need depth. Caleb Benenock's not a starter for me. But does that mean he can't be a backup? I mean, everyone wanted Patrick Omame, or whatever his fucking name was. They wanted him gone. And now he's still starting in the league like 6, 7, 8 years later. I'm not saying Benenock's a starter, but you're going to get rid of him and replace him. You know, why not have him as depth piece? He's still young. He's still on his rookie contract. I'm not getting rid of him. I'm not getting rid of him. One guy I do have to decide on is DeMar Dotson. Staying on offense. I think his salary is somewhere between 3.5, maybe 4 million. It's not like you're going to save a boatload of money. And let's get past this notion of salaries from 10 years ago. It's a lot different these days. 3.5, 4 million for a starting right tackle is not much. But I think they can improve there as well. Definitely a leader. A guy who was a nobody, who was developed, brought on, was a basketball player, and has been a starting right tackle for years. I mean, that's the type of player you want. But eventually, you got to move on. You got to try and get better. If they feel they can get better, then make the call now. They have to improve their offensive line. Donovan Smith, I think, improves just through better coaching. Marpet's still there. Jensen's still there. Figure out right guard and figure out right tackle. Could it be Wester at right tackle? Could it be Cap at right guard? Yeah. Talked about that on Monday. Who else am I getting rid of? Well, Jaquizz Rodgers, please. Please. He's part of the purge. I'm not sure on his contract status. If his contract's up, he's gone. If his contract status isn't up, he's gone. Gotta be. And guess what? No other team, except maybe the Falcons, because Cutter's there, will sign him. Shit. So DeSean Jackson, Jaquizz Rodgers, figure out backup quarterback, Fitzpatrick, I guess Griffin's a free agent. I don't know. Figure out your backup quarterback. Not a lot I'm going to purge on offense. And I'm not saying I'd cut him, but I'd listen to some offers for Cameron Brate. Just see what's out there. see what's out there. I mean, O.J. Howard's going to be your tight end. Okay? I don't believe Bruce Arians runs a lot of two tight end sets. And I would imagine maybe other tight ends he'll want, maybe more in the blocking, into blocking. So I think Cameron Brate's probably expendable. Defense is where I think you're going to see some moves being made. You know, whether we're talking defensive line, well, defensive line, definitely. Secondary, Brent Grimes contract's up, he's gone. Conte, I believe his contract's up, he's gone. A lot of youth in the secondary. Off the top of my head, there's nobody else that I'm just going to get rid of in the secondary. As for linebackers, defensive line, y'all remember last year and what went on with the restructuring of the defensive line. It worked to an extent because they might have brought in the best leader in the entire organization right now. And that's Jason Pierre-Paul. Carl Nassib, phenomenal find. Great find. Vita Vea, people are calling him a bust. I think he's going to be a very, very important piece to the defense moving forward. Other than that, Vinny Curry, $8 million. Gerald McCoy at 13, 13 and a half. Bo Allen at what, 3 or 4? I mean, they're probably all gone in my book. And I'm not apologizing for that. Do I need Gerald McCoy on this team to be successful? I mean, the Bucs have not had a dominant defense since he's been on the roster. And I'm not just going to say addition by subtraction. I'm not in the locker room. I don't know how much his personality is rubbing off on others. I don't know if they're not aggressive and not mean because of him, because he's a leader. I'm just saying for the sheer fact that he's over 30, $13 million. The first thing to go for defensive linemen and offensive linemen is quickness, which is his attribute. His strength is quickness off the ball. If he loses that, he's not going to out-muscle anyone. He's not going to beat anyone with technique. He beats them with quickness. Get rid of him before that quickness goes. And if you restructure his contract, you're going to end up having to give him either, well, they don't do signing bonus, but guaranteed money. You better be guaranteed that he's not going to lose that first step within the next few years. And if you get rid of the players, that Will Golston's another one you throw in there. I mean, these guys, especially these other guys that are just holding up blocks, that's not the type of defense Todd Bowles runs. And that's not the type of team Bruce Arians is going to have. They're going to attack the fuck out of opposing offenses. So Will Golston holding up multiple blockers, that shit's not going to cut it. Bo Allen, what the fuck? You know, they added nothing. You know, Mitch Unrein, I don't even know about him. It's easy to say I just cut him. And maybe they will. But I know off the top of my head, Bo Allen around 3, Vinny Curry at 8, so you're at 11, McCoy at 13. So now you're at $24 million just with those players alone. Will Golston, I want to say his cap number reduced to about $4 million. Let's just say it's $4 million. I'm up to $28 million I just got in cap space. 28. DeSean Jackson's 11. $39 million. $39 million. Jaquizz Rodgers is at least a million. I won't count him in case he's a free agent. You trade Cameron Brate. That's another seven. You're looking at $45 million in cap space right there. 45. You're not getting rid of a lot of guys. And I think the guys that I just said, whether you're a McCoy fan or not, I'm a fucking Bucs fan. I want what's best for the organization moving forward. And paying a 30-plus-year-old defensive tackle $13 million on a defense that has been ranked near the bottom of the league for several years now doesn't seem like the right investment to me, especially when you just drafted Vita Vea last year and there's a very good shot you could line up and draft a defensive tackle again this year, whether it's Ed Oliver or Quinnen Williams or whomever. Good draft for defensive line. Yeah. I'm not a fan of a particular player. I want my team to succeed. And if it means cutting ties with some of these players to free yourself up to get some cap room and let a true NFL guy work with Jason Light, a true coach who has been around and knows exactly what he needs and what he wants, work with Jason Light to go get the right veterans to add to this locker room. If Dirk Cutter wanted DeSean Jackson and Chris Baker, that's on him. And he did. Bruce Arians, hey, here's $45-plus million in cap space. Now let's talk about the right players to go get in free agency. And maybe it's players that aren't going to get us overly excited. Well, fuck! I'm tired of being excited in the offseason. Get the right players, and let's get excited during the regular season. I'm as excited as any of you to see how this plays out. To see the type of players they bring in. To see Todd Bowles reach to those former connections. And bring in aggressive, fast players that are going to get after the ball carrier and the quarterback. To see Bruce Arians go and upgrade his offensive line and find that running back. Because I do think they're going to get another running back to come in here. You think Bruce Arians came in? I'm seeing all these stories. I'm not even reading them. Of course he's going to. This guy has been around. He knows how to talk to the media. You think Bruce Arians is sitting there watching game film and saying, yeah, you know what? My stable of running backs is good. Fuck no! Don't be naive. Come on. You think Bruce Arians is like, you know what? I need a malcontent in my locker room. DeSean Jackson. Now, if he talks to him and he believes he can keep him straight, I have a lot more faith that Bruce Arians is going to keep that guy in line, the Dirk fucking Cutter, who couldn't do it worth shit, and then fucking name him a captain! Holy shit! It starts with cutting. It starts with cutting the weight. I don't want to say dead weight, because I know a lot of you like to stick your hands under Gerald McCoy's balls and tickle him a little bit. So I'm not going to sit here and just say it's dead weight. But the time has come. You got to move on from certain players. And set yourself up for a true run here with Bruce Arians. If he's got a 3 to 5 year plan, then you need to strip it down and not rebuild, reload. You can go and get it this year. And if you only get rid of the players I just mentioned, there is still a boatload of talent on both sides of the ball. And I know, I do, I truly know that some of you just love Gerald McCoy. But of the play, listen, of the defensive linemen, of the starters, Gerald McCoy's probably the one I'd get rid of most. I don't want to get rid of Jason Pierre-Paul. Nassib is not going anywhere, not after the way he played at left end last year. And Vita Vea, did you see that guy in the second half of the year? Throwing guys around, being mean and physical. But also, the way he moves, the agility, the speed. Gerald McCoy right now is, to me, fourth best defensive lineman I'm seeing. And his talent's only going to diminish. Terrell Suggs will probably play for a different team this year. You know, I mean, we know about the quarterbacks that play for different teams each year. Wide receivers change teams. Linebackers change. Fucking players change teams, folks. It's okay. It's okay. Because if that means Bruce Arians is going to have more money to work with, to be strategic and go and get a Tyrann Mathieu, go get yourself a pass rusher, go get yourself a linebacker, get yourself an offensive lineman, get a veteran in the secondary, fuck. Ask the Cardinals what they want for Patrick Peterson. That gives you the money to go get him. Patrick Peterson, with the youth the Bucs have in their secondary right now, would be one of the greatest, I would say, one of the greatest moves in Buccaneer history. Not only is he still a great player, but he, as a veteran, with the ties to Bowles and the ties to Arians, I think he'd be the ideal teammate in helping get Carlton Davis, MJ Stewart, Vernon Hargraves to the level that their potential says they can get to. It's one thing to do it with a coaching staff, but when you can bring in a veteran like that, yeah, yeah, I'm listening and I'm trying to do what I can to get him. Okay? Those are the players I'd get rid of. Next podcast, you can send in your Bucks take with some of the players you'd get rid of on the current roster. Just do it. We did this last year. Do it this year. We'll do those Bucks takes on the next podcast. You want to send in your Bucks take? Very simple. It's just how I'm fucking recording my podcast right now, driving in the car. Very simple. You record your voice on your phone. It's a voice memo if you got the iPhone. Not sure what it is on the Android, but everyone has it. Record your voice. Once you're done, 90 seconds, just like you're leaving a voicemail. Just act like you're giving me a phone call and you leave me a voicemail on the Buccaneers. And then 90 seconds goes, you stop it, email it. We all know how to email, right? Email it to bucksuncensored@gmail.com. bucksuncensored@gmail.com. Speaking of those Bucks takes, they're coming up next. This is your podcast. It's the podcast for Bucks fans. It's the podcast that's the home of the Bucks mob. It's Bucks Uncensored.
Bucks Uncensored.
Sounds a little clearer. I do like doing it in my car, though. I mean, I've got an hour ride. I can throw in my AirPods and hit record and just rock and roll, man. Just shoot from the hip. Isn't that what you all want? Well, that's what I've been trying to give you from the beginning. I mean, that's pretty much, that's it. Just me, raw, authentic. Genuine. Hope you enjoyed that. Really anxious to hear what you all have to say with your Bucks takes. Now, speaking of Bucks takes, we had an interesting one come in on Monday. By the way, we're already starting to load up what we got. Texas, we got Michigan already on the board for the 2019 Bucks Uncensored Draft Party. See if we can hit 20 states this year. Very curious if we can do that. Georgia, I know, will be represented. I think California will be represented. Where else? Where else are y'all coming from? We got Tyrell in Tennessee. We got my man Crab Legs up in Maryland. You guys are all over the place. I hope to see all of you, man. I really, really do. Now, speaking of that, we had an interesting Bucks take from Brent on Monday's podcast. Him and his buddy, they're doing a road trip. They are doing a road trip from Houston, Texas, all the way to Tampa, just for the draft party. Just for the draft party. Now, what do you think about that? Well, they offered to pick up anyone between Tampa and Houston and bring them along for the ride and take them right back. Very, very interested to see if anyone takes them up on their offer. Now, I've been notified that the email address Brent gave out was the incorrect address. Ooh. Was he lying? No, he just misspoke. But luckily, Brent is back to give you that email address one more time.
Hey, Justin, this is Brent again down in Houston, Texas. I was just calling back to let everybody know that I gave out the wrong email address. It's Brent Allen Walters. Allen is spelled A-L-A-N at gmail.com. And we're not renting a Suburban. It's actually my wife's. So she's going to let us borrow it, you know. So, well, unofficially borrow it. She doesn't know we're going to take it yet. But, you know, so, like I said, if anybody want to hit us up on the way there, we're riding out. We're going to be there the 2 days, ride back. Going to have fun, talk Buck football the whole way there. Have a good time. See you guys. Go Bucks.
Appreciate you, Brent. Really, really appreciate you. Brent Allen Walters at gmail.com. A-L-A-N. Brent Allen Walters at gmail.com. If you live in Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, the Panhandle, I know we got a bunch of folks up in Tallahassee. And that's the trek. That's I-10, right? I-10 to 75. Take advantage of it, man. Build bonds. You know, all the people that stayed at the hotel last year, the pictures I saw, the parties that were thrown at the hotel before and after the actual party, insane. Absolutely insane. But this is my vision. This is what I want us to all be. You know, it's a family member driving from Houston, willing to pick up other family members to the big family reunion in Tampa. I mean, that's essentially what we're putting together. We're a mob. We're like a family. We're a mob family with a mob boss as our head coach. Like, it's insane. Insane. But this is, it's about bringing Bucks fans together. It's about building new friendships that'll last a lifetime. I mean, it wasn't my vision 3 years ago. I don't even know what my vision was at the time. I was just started a new job, doing a podcast, doing it as a hobby, fun on the side. To embrace my roots and what I had done the previous 13 years. And then when the stick carriers, that whole thing exploded, and I realized there's a bigger meaning here in watching people who had never met each other before become best friends right before my very eyes. It was surreal then. And it's even more surreal to this day watching those same friendships become stronger than they were 2 years ago. And that nothing is fading away, that we're only growing in numbers. Not only in numbers of fans coming together, but in friendships and bonds of people that didn't know each other 2-3 years ago. met each other through a podcast, through an event. And now, you know, who knows? I mean, we're trying to get some people in 218. I know the 119 boys are down there, and I'd really like to get to the point where I wish the Bucks would let people choose to sit in a section like that, where you can be rowdy, where you can stand the entire game, where we can try and build a true home field advantage. You know, when you're spread out so much and you have so many people just bitching throughout the entire game, either for others to sit down or just bitching about the team, it's not fun. It's not fun. I want to sit with people who want to have fun. That's why I'm going to be in 218 this year. 218. But 218, 119, that whole, I'd like to start with that corner and build it through the end zone. There's no reason why we can't build a student-type section, a black hole-type section. Get the crazies in the south end zone and just do it. Make it happen. I know there's smart people over at the Bucks organization, but if you have so many, if you have thousands upon thousands of fans that want to come together, that want to be with each other, that have started building friendships and relationships through these events that we throw, if you're the Bucks, why wouldn't you want to tap into something like that? Why wouldn't you want to accommodate that? Why wouldn't you want to get the crazies in one section of the stadium? Man, that's my vision. That's what I'm hopeful one day, whether it's me or I don't care. I just want to be able to go to a game to where it's that type of excitement and rowdiness and a true home field advantage. Chris is up with us. He's his next up with his Bucks take. Hello, Chris.
Justin, Chris from Toronto here. Great podcast today on Monday. Heard it. Glad to know that you are pissed off as well, hearing about all these fucking teams, the Patriots and the Rams. And I realize after every Super Bowl and honestly after every playoff game, I'm pretty pissed off because I hate seeing another team joyous and their fans enjoying a victory. And you know the season's over for everybody, so football is over. That sucks. But I hate seeing other teams enjoy it, and I'll never be able to get over that unless it's the Bucks. And hopefully, you know, next year, you know, we'll be the ones cheering. Anyways, I wanted to give my thoughts on what I think will help the Bucks. And I think, as in football, everything comes down to the line of scrimmage. We got to improve the O-line and the D-line. You know, the two biggest stats you look at in football are red zone efficiency and turnovers. And both those come down to running the ball. We need to be able to run the ball in the red zone because that's where the Bucks have struggled historically in the last couple of years. We need a better run game. And then we need to be able to stop the run and get pressure on the quarterback to get turnovers and stop teams once they hit the red zone. Because they can move it up and down all the way, but once we stop them there, that's the key. So, and honestly, I think Bruce Arians is going to bring that mentality to this team because at the end of the day, football is a game won at the line of scrimmage. And, you know, we need an attitude adjustment. Right now, the Bucks have been a soft team the past couple of years under Dirk Cutter. But when you have a nasty D-line, a nasty O-line, it spreads that attitude to the entire fucking team. And we need that. We need to stop being soft and be fucking a badass football team, which Cutter couldn't build, but I'm confident Bruce Arians can. So here's to the offseason. Here's to 2019. We're moving forward. 2018 is in the rearview mirror, and go Bucks. Fuck yeah.
Fuck yeah is right. Chris, thank you so much. And you know, up there in Toronto, for you to be a diehard Bucks fan, for you to send in your Bucks take, and not your first one, appreciate you. Really, really appreciate you. And good comments. I mean, listen, this isn't rocket science, right? Chris sees it. I see it. You see it. Offensive and defensive lines. I think new coaches are going to help that. I think you're going to see a little bit of a revamping on the defensive line, as I mentioned earlier on. You know, might have to cut a few people. But, man, when you got a Nassib, you got Pierre Paul, you got Vita Vea, you got pieces to work with. Pieces to work with. And that's key. That's key. Todd Bowles been around a long time. Okay? He knows a lot of people around the NFL. And he knows the type of player he wants to get for his defensive line. And guess who else also knows? Bruce Arians. He's worked with Todd Bowles a long time. They know the type of players they want to go out and get. I'd love for them to make a Chandler Jones type trade like they made out in Arizona, though. Isn't that nice? That was nice. Good trade for them. All right, one more Bucks take. Let's call it a day. Already past 35 minutes. Early February. You know, we're good. Michelle's up with us, though. Hey, Michelle.
Hey, Justin, it's Michelle from Tallahassee, otherwise known as Rock and Null on Twitter. I am so excited for 2019 season. I'm excited for the off season. Can't wait to see what we're going to do in free agency, in the draft, what kind of roster changes Bucko Bruce is going to make. And I just got to tell you, I look forward to every time I see you put up a new podcast because you truly represent the Bucks mob. You represent how we feel. I think we all feel the same way you do, and it's just fucking awesome. So thanks for what you do. So I'm going to be on a plane coming home from Las Vegas, and I won't be landing in Tampa till 11 p.m. on draft night. And my dumb ass should have really thought, instead of spending a couple extra hours in Vegas, catch an early flight, go to the draft party. Oh well, it is what it is. Keep doing what you're doing. The Bucks mob loves you. Go Bucks!
All right, Michelle. First off, I appreciate the kind words. Very nice, but I don't represent anyone. Okay? This is your podcast. You can represent yourself. That's why I open it up to these Bucks takes. You know, I don't want to represent anyone else. What we have, though, Michelle, we have a collective voice. While you might agree with a lot of the things I say, whether it's agreeing with the opinion, but we all agree that it's about winning. Okay? I don't care if I'm right or wrong. I'm sure you don't care if you're right or wrong. You know, it's about the team winning. If the team's winning, who gives a fuck? You know, the people who care more about their opinions or the people that care more about a specific player than the overall team, those are the people that aren't, they're not members of the Bucks mob. They're choosing something other than winning as most important for the team. And that's not what we're all about. You know, our goal, our vision, our culture as the Bucks mob is winning, period, by any means necessary. And again, I appreciate the kind words. You know, it's definitely a passion of mine. I think you hear it and you feel it in my voice. I want them to win as much as anyone. We've all been beaten down. You heard Chris before say, you know, Dirk Cutter wanted to build a badass football team. Never did. Bruce Arians can build a badass football team. One that's aggressive offensively and defensively. And as for Michelle, what are you doing? Flying in at 11 o'clock on draft night? Change your flight. Change it. Come on. And if you're getting in at 11 o'clock on draft night, that means you can be there for day two. Because we will be there day two, April 26th, Friday night, for the second and third rounds. And just like the first day keeps growing, the second day keeps growing and growing, more and more people just wanting to extend that party out. So I hope you can make it to day two. I hope all of you can make it to one of the 2 days. I'll tell you, the first day is going to be insane. The second day is getting close to insanity as well. Very excited about it. I know we're still months away, but the countdown is on. Buffalo Wild Wings, South Tampa for the Bucks Uncensored Draft Party 2019. Really appreciate Buffalo Wild Wings for being our title sponsor, for wanting to be so ingrained with the Bucks mob and Bucks Uncensored. I can't thank them enough for what they do. Their food has improved so much over the last 15 years. And I mean, when we talk wings in my house, I mean, Buffalo Wild Wings does it right. They're big, they're juicy, and they just, the flavor just pops in your mouth. Whoa. Buffalo Wild Wings, wings, beer, sports. Mastro Subaru, giving a discount to Bucks fans and Bucks mob members just for being a member of the mob. It's that simple. Go to Mastro Subaru, two locations, one in Orlando, one right here in Tampa. Check them out at MastroSubaru.com. Christian Headlines Barbershop, building that new location in Brandon. They got a bunch of locations all across the Bay Area. Do me a personal favor. Download that app. It's free. Check out their locations. You can make your appointment on their app as well. And I do want to spread the word that, you know, last year I did notice that, you know, outside, and I'll mention this earlier in other podcasts, but if you've got a small business, you can't afford advertising, but want to get maybe your business in front of, I don't know, 1,000, 1,500, 2,000 people at the draft party. I do want to set up kind of some barriers. If you were at the draft party last year, we did have a fence, but maybe set up some tables, things to do, companies that can share their product. Just looking for companies, small businesses, local businesses, or big businesses, I don't care, that would want to come out and represent themselves and their business, at least for the first few hours of the draft party, preferably maybe 5 to 8. You can stay all night if you want, but once the party starts, and there's not going to be a lot of people just, you know, wandering around up to your booth, and if they are, they're probably pretty drunk. But a good time is early on. But you know, I want to get a few businesses out there and see if we can help some local businesses at a very, very affordable price just to cover the cost of some of the setup we have for the draft party. So if you are looking for that, if the thousands upon thousands of dollars to advertise on radio or TV is just too much for you and you want to get your company out in front of a few thousand people, give me a call. Not giving my cell phone out. Shoot me an email, bucksuncensored@gmail.com, bucksuncensored@gmail.com, or slide right up in my DMs on Twitter or Instagram at commishonline. I would love to help some people out if I can. Thanks to each and every one of you. This podcast, for it being February and nothing going on, I looked at Monday, I was like, holy shit, when people are listening. Okay, people are fired up. I'm fired up. But we've got to be at least a little bit patient because it's another month until free agency. It's another 1, 2, almost 3 months until the draft. So we do have to be patient. But for all of you that have been with us since day one and have seen the movement grow to where it is today, thank you. Thank you. You have been the foundation of what we're all trying to build together. And you have gone out there, word of mouth. Okay, I'm not out there. There's no billboards. There's no advertising. It's word of mouth. It's you getting out there and letting other Bucks fans know what the Bucks mob is all about. Truly what the mob is all about. And I'm seeing it daily. I mean, daily, I am approving everyone. Oh, well, not everyone, but I'm approving a lot of people daily to join the Facebook page. And I just want all of you to know that when I go in and approve, I go into their profile, and if they have something Bucks related in their pictures, boom, approved. If they are from Tampa, yeah. But if they have if they have mutual friends in the group or mutual groups in common and it's Bucks related, they're in. But if it's somebody that doesn't have any friends, any ties to the Bucks, God forbid some other team's logo, denied. And I'm not even nothing. We have to police ourselves. So if you see somebody doing something inappropriate, attacking somebody else on the Facebook page, let me know so I can kick them out. We're doing this the right way. All right? And it started with a lot of you, the foundation that has grown and built this thing. And for all the new people that are joining every single day and maybe checking out this podcast for the first time, we are the Bucks Mob. Welcome to the fucking family. Nailed it.
Oh, no. up and shout.
Go Bucks.